Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise, get right to the source, and deliver the knowledge directly to you.
Today, we're digging into something that, well, I think affects everyone.
It really does. We're talking about the permanence paradox.
You know,
this digital reality where nothing ever truly disappears.
You know the drill, right?
Yeah.
You need to send a password, maybe an API key, to a coworker.
Yep. So where does it go? Slack, Teams, email.
And in that moment, you think it's easy, you think it's fast, but you've just created a permanent record.
A permanent paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
That data is now sitting in server logs, in backups. It's probably on a dozen devices. It just never dies.
It never truly goes away.
Okay, let's unpack this. The whole point of this deep dive is to look at a surprisingly simple solution.
The one-time link. Or an ephemeral secret.
Exactly. We're giving you a beginner's blueprint for understanding how this tech offers a cure for that digital permanence.
Right.
But before we jump into the secure protocols, we just want to take a moment to thank the partner who makes this entire deep dive possible. SafeServer kümmert sich das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos under www.safeserver.ce.
So our mission today really is to focus on this idea of secure ephemeral sharing. We're using a tool called One-Time Secret as our main example.
And for you, the listener, it doesn't matter if you're a developer or just someone sharing the Wi-Fi password with a friend.
The goal is to show you how this technology keeps your sensitive info out of those really risky places like your chat logs or your inbox.
Right. And the whole idea behind One-Time Secret is just, it's brilliantly simple, isn't it? It's designed to kill that digital risk.
But the question is how? How does it actually make something, well, ephemeral?
Yes, how does it really disappear?
The mechanism is it's both secure and, you know, elegantly simple. A one-time secret is just delivered via a link.
A single-use URL.
A single-use URL. But here's the crucial part. The data isn't just sitting naked in the link. The second the person on the other end clicks it
and views the information,
the system triggers a self-destruct sequence. It's permanently erased from the server.
The aha moment there isn't just about security. It's about control, I think.
Yes.
You get control back over how long your data lives. You share it, it's used, and then it's just gone.
That's the key. It's secure one-time message sharing. In a world where every company is archiving every email for years.
And data breaches are a weekly thing.
This gives data a temporary existence. It just removes the liability of having a password sitting in an email from, you know, 5 years ago.
But wait a second. If the data is deleted forever, the moment it's viewed, doesn't that create a headache for companies?
What about compliance? An audit trail?
Exactly. How can a company prove anything about their secure communications if the messages just vanish?
That's a really important question. The focus of a tool like this isn't on auditing the content. It's on making sure that content can't be audited by a bad actor later on. So the trade-off is maximum security over long-term retention.
So the audit trail changes from what was the password to did we use a secure method to share a secret at this specific time?
Precisely.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. If we're trusting a web service with this, what's protecting that self-destructing message before anyone even clicks the link?
It's all about a layered security stack. So first, the fundamental layer is what we just talked about. The message is temporary.
It deletes after being viewed or after a certain amount of time.
Right. And second, before it's even viewed, it's protected by strong server-side encryption.
Meaning, even if the server itself gets compromised, the data is just encrypted junk.
It's useless without the keys. And then for anyone who's extra diligent, you can add passphrase protection.
So you're putting a password on the password link.
Essentially, yeah. You're putting a lock on the unique link itself.
So you're not just relying on the link being secret. You're relying on actual cryptography.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned time limits. Can users set those themselves?
Absolutely. The system has customizable expiration. So if you know your colleague is only going to check it in the next hour, you can set the secret to expire in 60 minutes.
Which stops the link from just floating out there in the ether forever if they ignore it.
Exactly.
Now, with any security tool, trust is, well, it's everything. How do we know we can actually trust the code when we're giving it our most sensitive info?
Well, that kind of trust demands transparency. And what's really fascinating here is that the code base is completely open source.
Okay, that's huge.
It's critical for security tools. It means the entire global security community can audit the code, they can check the cryptography, they can find bugs before they become a problem.
So you aren't just trusting one company. You're trusting the eyes of thousands of experts.
That's the idea.
So for you, the beginner listener, the easiest way in is the web interface.
Right.
It's the fastest way to just generate a secret. You can even try it out at onetimesecret.com and see for yourself how it works.
That's the perfect starting point. But this tool is also built for, you know, for scale and for integration.
For more advanced use.
Right. If you're building this into a business workflow, you can use the API, a REST API that lets you automatically generate these secure links right from your own apps.
A lot of security-conscious companies would probably want to host this themselves, though, right? Instead of using a public website.
Oh, absolutely. Self-hosting gives you the most control. And the configuration is really flexible.
What do you mean?
For example, a company could disable the web interface entirely, forcing everyone to go through an authenticated API.
Or just require authentication for anyone who wants to create a secret.
Exactly. You get total control.
And what does that look like on the technical side? We don't need to get into the weeds, but what are the basic parts needed to run something like this?
Well, to handle all that creating and, you know, instant deleting of secrets, you need a fast application framework. The sources say it's built on Ruby. And it's backed by a really high-speed key-value store. Something like Redis is perfect for holding on to those secrets for a few minutes or hours before they're flushed forever.
The source documentation had a pretty stark warning about something called a persistent secret key. What's the critical takeaway there for anyone running their own instance?
That secret key. It's the absolute foundation of your deployment security. It has to be a long, random, securely generated key.
And you generate it once and back it up somewhere safe.
You have to. If you lose that key, you could lose access. But even worse, if it's weak or it gets compromised, all that server-side encryption is basically worthless.
Wow.
And there's another non-negotiable rule. For any production deployment, you have to set SSL to true.
You have to run it over HTTPS.
You must. Running a security tool that handles passwords over the open internet without encryption, it completely defeats the whole purpose.
It's a powerful reminder, isn't it?
Oh.
The best security tool in the world can be defeated by one bad configuration choice.
Absolutely. Now, if we zoom out a bit and connect this to the bigger picture, one-time secret isn't working in a vacuum.
Right. It's part of a whole ecosystem of these tools.
A really dynamic, growing ecosystem. Mm-hmm. They're all trying to solve the same problem. Email and chat are just not safe for sensitive data.
So to give you, the listener, some context on the market, we did look at a few other services in this space. For example, there's Proton URL.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed for simplicity. And it's available in 15 languages, which really shows you this is a global problem.
Then you have something more specialized, like PWPush. It's really focused on passwords for IT teams. It uses browser cookies and self-destructing links for that specific use case.
And for users who need, you know, extreme anonymity, there's a service called Scriti.link.
Right. That one's aimed at, say, journalists or whistleblowers.
Where the privacy of the sender is just as important as the security of the message.
We also saw one called Cryptocjon. That one's interesting because it goes beyond just sharing. It includes a secret generator, a password generator.
Yeah.
It's more like a little security toolkit.
And just to show how broad this field is, the sources even mention Team Password.
Which is a bit different. That's more of a Team Password Manager.
Yeah, it's for collaborative storage, but it highlights the same core issue. People are desperate to get passwords out of their inboxes.
And we have to add a critical thinking point here. The sources are really clear that listing these competitors doesn't mean they endorse them.
It's just for context.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whenever you are handling sensitive information, you have to do your own research. You have to do your due diligence on whatever service you choose.
So what does this all mean? I think the big takeaway here is one of empowerment.
Oh, right? Okay.
This idea that our digital data is permanent. It doesn't have to be a given. Tools like this let us bring back ephemerality when and where we need it.
It gives you control over the life cycle of your secrets.
Exactly.
And, you know, this leads to a really fascinating final thought for you to explore. The sources are surprisingly open about this. The development of the one-time secret software was done with help from AI tools, specifically Claude, Google Gemini, and GitHub Copilot.
Wow. Okay, for a security application.
For a security application. And the developer chose to be transparent about it. So the question to think about is, considering that security relies on trust and human verification,
mm-hmm.
does knowing that AI helped generate the code for a security tool, does that increase your confidence in it or does it decrease it?
That is definitely something to chew on, especially as AI gets baked into, well, everything.
It's a big question for the future of software development.
And a perfect place to end. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into ephemeral secrets.
Our pleasure.
SafeServer kümmert sich das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos unter www.safeserver.de. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.